You are listening to Zoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Welcome to Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. Yeah, my microphone sounds like shit, I know, for the past many episodes. I bought this new headphone setup, a couple months ago. It was $24. It's okay, that's one of the cheaper headsets. But I'm using USB cable, so I would have thought that it would have sounded good. But it sounds like shit. It's a buzz in there, and I hate it. It sucks. So what I'm going to do, but it's better than the damn microphone, standalone mic, where you can hear it sounds like I'm across the room. So my New Year's resolution is to get a better audio recording setup here. But enough complaining about what I want to do for my New Year's resolution, because we're not even at New Year's yet. At the time I'm releasing this and recording this, it's right before Christmas. So let's do a Christmas comic, shall we? And also continuing with what I was doing the past couple of episodes, I'm going to do a 1 degree separation from the last comic that I reviewed. So let's recap. A couple of episodes ago, I did a Hawkman comic. In that Hawkman comic was his team, the JSA. On the team was Dr. Fate. So the next episode, I did a couple of Dr. Fate comics. In one of those Dr. Fate comics was Phantom Stranger. So I'm going to do a comic that features Phantom Stranger, but also has a Christmas theme. And I've been wanting to review this for a while. It's Justice League Unlimited from DC Comics, which I think is called Johnny DC. That's the unofficial name. It's the kids line comic of DC. Issue number 28 from 2007. The story is called Deck the Hall of Justice. On the cover, the character that I wanted to highlight here from the last comic book that I reviewed, Phantom Stranger. He made an appearance in that Dr. Fate comic. Now he's making another appearance in this Justice League story. On the cover, he's putting up decorations on a Christmas tree. And all the decorations are DC superhero related. And he's placing a Flash ornament on the Christmas tree. And let me say a little something about Christmas. For the past few years, people always make the complaint, we gotta call it Happy Holidays. We gotta tell people Happy Holidays. We can't say Merry Christmas because other people get offended. Belief systems that, oh, goddamn, they say Christmas bombards us this time of year every year, and they try to make us feel left out because we're not Christians. We're Muslim, or we're Jewish, or we're African, coming from Africa, and don't celebrate Christmas, and they make us feel like shit, or we're Black Americans and we don't feel like we belong because they bombard us with their Christianity. Well, you know what? Fuck you. I say Merry Christmas. Okay? That's what I want to say. Happy Holidays. And holidays means fucking Christmas. Hanukkah? Get the hell out of here with that mess. No kid is having real fun at Hanukkah when they know that everybody else is coming down the stairs to find lots of presents under their Christmas tree instead of fucking around with a fucking dreidel. You fucking around with the fucking dreidel? What the fuck is that? And you get one present per day for 8 days, and it's usually some bullshit. No. The reason why I say they need to just let their hair down and say fuck it and just relax and get into the Christmas thing. You're not being sacrilegious to your religion if you're celebrating Christmas and you're Jewish, for instance, because this is just a fun holiday. Also, people of all backgrounds and all cultures and all religious backgrounds going to fucking Disneyland, and they, or they go to the amusement park. That's what Christmas is. Christmas has nothing to do with Christianity or Jesus Christ. As I'm looking at this cover of this Justice League comic book, it's a Christmas tree with a star on it and a bunch of ornaments, and these ornaments are all superhero related. And there are, if you look at the ornaments, I went to Hallmark the other day, and all they had was Star Trek ornaments. They had a whole bunch of cool ass comic book ornaments. None of them had a Christmas theme, aside from the fact that they were ornaments. There's even one that I wish I could get. It was cool, man, but I won't get it because I don't have a Christmas tree. It's the cover of Hulk number 181 with Hulk versus Wolverine, and it's like a 3D version of it. Like Hulk and Wolverine are popping out of the comic books, and they're in Batman versus the Joker, and like I said, Star Trek and other. I didn't pay attention to the other stuff because I'm into comic books. But the point is, it has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. This Christmas tree has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Santa Claus has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. It's just fun Disney holiday for everybody to have a good time and trade presents and get what they want for Christmas, and you know, eat, drink eggnog, get drunk, party. So forget this Kwanzaa bullshit. That's no fun. Forget Hanukkah. Just give in and just buy that damn Christmas tree, because you know it's fucking fun. It's the funnest holiday, and it has nothing to do, it's not ostracizing you because it's saying, oh, Christianity is so much greater in society than others, because, as I said, it has nothing to do with any religion. It's all to do with fun. Nobody even knows when Jesus Christ was born. So anyway, let's get back to the comic book and his ornaments that he's putting up on the tree. I like this cover. Okay, let's go inside. The story is called, well, on the outside, once again, it says Deck the Halls of Justice, but the title is different on the inside. Season's Beatings, Justice League. And of course, the Flash is getting his ass beat right now. He's being thrown into a Christmas tree by a manic Santa Claus, and we're in a mall. People are running around being assaulted by the manic Santa Claus and his evil elves. And the Santa Claus is actually Clayface. I didn't know he was disorganized. He has a bunch of thugs and thieves dressed up as elves, and he's dressed up as Santa Claus. That's cool. But the Justice League comes in and kicks his ass. But no thanks to the Flash, as Batman curses out the Flash because Flash was showboating when he was supposed to be doing something else. He's supposed to be like the point guard, the lookout guy, but instead he jumped into the action and almost got everybody hurt. And they get into it, and he said, you know what, one of those elves escaped, Flash, you gotta go look for him, that's your punishment. And it's a whole back and forth between, you know, the Flash, he just wants to play with his Playtendo, and he's a kid, he's like a, you know, oversized kid like he is in the cartoon, and Batman is cursing him out. In one scene, Batman is grimacing at him, and it looks like Batman has fangs like a vampire. What the fuck is up with that? Otherwise than that, the art is fun. It looks like the cartoon. It's just a good, fun, having a good time. The colors, the art style, everything's great, and it's fun. While looking for a thug in the city, throughout the whole city, by himself, the Flash runs into the Phantom Stranger, who... He overhears the Flash complaining about Batman's sour attitude, and the whole story is like, what's that, I think it's a Christmas Carol, the one with Scrooge, where they take people to see the Christmas past and the Christmas future, except this, they only take Flash to see the Christmas past of Batman, so he can understand Batman better. This doesn't help. It's not really helping Flash be a better person. It's just saying, oh, this is why Batman is such an asshole. And there's only two scenes from the past shown. One, when Superman brings Batman to his home for Christmas, because Superman won a bet, and he said, in my bet, the loser, you, Batman, has to come to my house and have Christmas with me and my family, because ultimately he's trying to teach Batman to loosen up and you know, and not be a cold bastard. But yes, yeah, some losing bet. You get to have dinner with my family on Christmas, you know. But the thing, I just want to point out two things. One, Pa Kent tells Batman to relax because the next farm is a mile away and no one will see you. Well, how is that a guarantee? Nobody's going to see him. But why does Batman and Superman have to come home dressed in their superhero garb? Why can't Batman just dress up as a regular guy in disguise with a beard or something and Clark be dressed as Clark instead of Superman? And the other thing, and besides, why are they telling Batman to relax? If anybody recognizes him, the one that's fucked is Ma and Pa Kent, because people say, oh, Batman and Superman are hanging out here. This must mean that Clark Kent, they'll do some research and see that Clark Kent is either Superman or Batman, and they'll kidnap and kill or kill Ma and Pa Kent. So they should be the ones who's worrying. But the problem I have is this one, in all in this one panel, where Pa Kent tells Batman to relax, and I just told you why I have a problem with that. In the same panel, Superman goes upstairs and says, I'm just going upstairs to change and I'll be right back. Okay, cool. Oh, so you get to dress as Clark Kent and I gotta be still dressed as a bat, feeling all uncomfortable, you know, while you everybody here is dressed normal and I'm wearing my regular getup. That's part one. Part two, the time that it took Pa Kent to say, relax, Batman, no one will see you. Superman should have been Clark Kent in that instant. He should have been able to change his clothes. If we're going by the movies and even the comic book, and I think even the cartoon, where Superman can change to civilian garb in a flash. Instead, he's got to go upstairs and change like a regular person. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, I've read enough Superboy comic books to see that he uses power at home all the fucking time. So don't give me that stuff about he just wants to be a regular guy at home. Don't give me that shit. Then he should have came home dressed up as Clark Kent. Anyway, the third thing in this same panel that bothered me and I wanted to address is Pa Kent as he puts his hand on Batman's shoulder and says, come on, man, you know, just have a seat, relax, nobody's going to see you. Then he tells Ma Kent, Martha, get us some eggnog, please. Now, he says, please, okay, that's okay, whatever, fine. But why the fuck is she got to get the eggnog? Why can't you get your lazy ass up and get the fucking eggnog? What are you and Batman talking about that's so important that you, if you want to offer him some eggnog, offer him some fucking eggnog and get it your goddamn self? Is this supposed to be the thing where, okay, this Ma and Pa Kent represents Midwestern values, you know, Superman, you know, he's such a straight arrow and also centered person because he had this great family upbringing. He's not a brat and an asshole because he had a great family upbringing with Ma and Pa Kent. And this is what Middle America is like. This is what the heart and soul of America is and why people, you know, the best people come from homes like this. And this is how it was back in the day where the wife goes and get the eggnog and the husband talks man talk with the guys. Fuck you. Basically, fuck you. Now, I mean, I shouldn't be like that because I believe there is something to, you know, roles in the household. And why does man have to be the one taking care of kids? That's stupid, of course. But why she got to get the eggnog? You know, we're in a setting where everybody's just having a good time, but she's got to be the one to get the eggnog. Pa Kent can get the fucking eggnog. Anyway, the point is, Batman's a curmudgeon, and there's a little hint in the story where, okay, there's a awkward scene where Batman is helping put up the ornaments on the tree, and he breaks the ornaments because he can't even reach up to the tree. He can do backflips. He can have a car thrown at him by a super-powered bad guy and then jump up at the car, open the car door, run through the car, come out the other side of the car by the car door, and he can leap off of buildings and swing like Spider-Man over skyscrapers, over Gotham, but he can't put an ornament on a tree without dropping and breaking it. Nice comic book, nice. Anyway, the point is, It is a reminder of something that he loved when he was a child, called the Gray Ghost. There's a Gray Ghost ornament that they have. And so Phantom Strangers, you know, on that note, on that plot point, Phantom Stranger takes the Flash further back to a time when the time, a year after, like, or the same year that Bruce Wayne's parents were shot and killed, his first Christmas after that. He's miserable, little curmudgeon. He's reading books, like detective books and shit, in his room. He doesn't want to take part in Christmas, but Alfred convinces him to open his Christmas presents. He's not impressed by any of the expensive presents, except by one present, which is very cheap, called the Gray Ghost toy. And he's whooping up and having, he's like a little kid jumping up and down having fun with his Gray Ghost toy. But the moment he sees his parents' picture, he goes back to being a sourpuss. And here's this stupid heart trying to tug at your heartstring comic book where Alfred cries tears because little Bruce Wayne is so sad. He's not a kid, his childhood is dead. But Alfred crying, okay, y'all put that in, the artist did that, I'm convinced. Somebody put that in, the editor put that in at the last minute. That sucks that they did that, because they do it later on in the comic too. But you could tell this tear wasn't drawn in. It was just like, it looks like it was put in as an after effect. Anyway, so I like how Phantom Stranger points out to Flash, you know, he was ashamed that he was happy for a moment because he made a vow to himself that he would avenge his parents, so therefore he has to be a miserable son of a bitch forever. And I'm like, that kind of sucks. And he says, and I thought this comic was going to be, yeah, this is the lesson. This is why Batman is like he is, and you should accept it. But no, the Phantom Stranger says, no, on the contrary, I believe Batman admires your youthful exuberance. Yeah, that's why he's busting the Flash's balls every chance he gets, huh? Anyway, that's the lesson of that. The Flash finds a crook. The crook, the elf, the henchman of Clayface, who instead of going home to lie low because his whole gang just got busted, including the leader of his gang, and he doesn't want to get busted. No, he goes off to a small mom and pop toy store to rob them. Yeah, nice laying low there, dummy. Anyway, of course, Flash foils this robbery, and it just happens to be a mom and pop toy store owned by the mom and the pop are there, and so is the child. And the father tried to protect his son, and the elf fires his gun point blank at the guy. Of course, he's saved by the Flash, and he beats the shit out of this elf. And the kid and whole family hug Flash. Thank you, Flash. Thank you. And the Flash has that tears. His eyes filled up with tears because the kid is happy, and he's not gonna end up like Bruce Wayne, all fucked up because his parents got shot on Christmas. So he says, oh, that smile is more than thanks enough. Don't ever lose it, pal. And he cries tears. That is so shitty. And then the next scene, of course, there is no tears in his eyes. Oh, fuck them. And then at the end, there's that you know, predictable heartstring shit where he gives Batman a present, which is the Gray Ghost toy. And he says, you know, basically he lies on Superman. So, oh, Superman is a gossip. And I heard you like this Gray Ghost guy when you were kids, just like he did, and that's how I knew to get you this present. A nice way to throw Superman up under the bus there, Flash, you son of a bitch. But I did like it. It was a fun comic. And I had, you know, I recommend Justice League Unlimited number 28 from 2007, a good Christmas comic. At this end of the year thing, I want to do a little end of the year recap of the movies that I saw, because I just want to point out how shitty the movie selection was this year. Okay, the movies, there was nothing good. Basically, I'm scraping at the bottom of the barrel. So, okay, listen. Let me see how many movies I like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. 7, 8. About 8 movies I liked out of 36 that I saw. Okay, I didn't see every movie. Who can see every single movie that was released? But I saw a lot of them. I didn't see some of the biggest ones like Harry Potter. I didn't watch that shit because I would never would. The Toy Story 3, I would like to see that. I want to see that. But I didn't see it. Okay, and there probably was a bunch of other ones that I didn't see. But the biggest blockbusters of the summer, I saw those, if that's what you want to call them. Let me just run down a little. Okay, 8 out of 36. Oh, actually, is that good? I'm trying to say, okay, that's about, I like 1/4 of the movies that I saw at the movie theaters. Let me go down the list of movies that I did like. The 8 or so movies I like. Social Network. The Surrogates with Bruce Willis. At least I think that was released this year. Let Me In. The remake of... I forgot what the name of the movie is that was remade. It doesn't matter. You don't need to see the original. Just see Let Me In. About the vampire girl starring Chloe Moretz. The girl from Kick-Ass. Which is another movie that I liked this year. Predators. It was good enough. And it just made it to being just good enough. Other than just being average. Predators. The sequel to Predator 2. The Crazies, a remake of 1973 horror flick from the director whose name I forget. I think it was, I'm not even going to say because I'm not sure who it was who did The Crazies, but the remake was pretty good. Splice, another horror movie about people chopping up human and animal DNA and splicing it together to make some kind of fucked up creature. That was a surprise that I liked that. Scott Pilgrim was fine. And Megamind was good. Just good enough. I mean, that just made it over the... I mean, most movies are predictable and suck. And it sucks that it sucks. Okay? That we're paying all this money, you know, or that we want to see. We want to go out and see movies. And, you know, this... Most of these movies that I liked were only fair. You know, the ones that I really liked was Let Me In. And Social Network. And Crazies, that was good too. And Splice. But Scott Pilgrim just made it into my good movies, and so it didn't make them my... Here's the movies that I thought were fair, or just okay. Just okay. Due Date. The Town, which I think was overrated. That's the Ben Stiller movie. Way overrated. Karate Kid. A-Team. No, I'm not talking about... I didn't get my DVD collection from 1984 mixed up with the movies I saw this year. No, these are remakes of old 80 movies that shows you the new... That shows you the idea network in Hollywood and what this is their idea. Remake that old shit that was a hit back 30 years ago and 20 years ago. Thank you. The Losers was only okay. And the A-Team and Losers... were kind of fun, except there was so much plot hole in it. They broke their own rules that it made it suck. The same way, same reason that Red sucked, and that was another one that was just fair. But between the fun parts of the A-Team and Losers and the shitty parts, it just came out to be fair. Same thing with Expendables. All these now, the A-Team, Losers, Expendables, and Red is the same fucking shit. Same movie. Another fair movie was Wolfman, just fair, had a couple good scenes. Jonah Hex, I said I liked it because it was better than everybody was saying it was. That's why it seemed like I liked the movie, but it's just a fair movie. It's same thing that goes with Skyline. You know, it wasn't as bad as everybody saying it was. Another fair movie, Piranha 3D, Brooklyn's Finest, Date Night, Night and Day, they were just okay. Here's the movies that sucked. Inception. Iron Man 2. Catfish. Overrated. Well, I don't even think anybody thought Catfish was good. It just had a hook to it. It was a documentary. It's not even worth going into. It's just the same shit that happens to everybody every year, which is they see somebody on the internet that they think is pretty cool, but the person is totally lying about who they are. That's all the movie is. And it was a documentary. And not only that, the main guy in the movie who was being quote-unquote duped was not being duped. He knew that the person was a fake straight away. Like, it only took him like two days or maybe a week to figure out, oh, this bitch is a liar and she's a waste of my time. But his brother, who was the filmmaker, convinced him, threatened and cajoled and badgered him into continuing on with this charade so he can have a movie. That shows you that somebody, that's Hollywood right there. That guy is going to make it in Hollywood because basically he has no ideas. He has no, the two filmmakers, they have nothing original to say at all. And they got to glom on to what's popular into society and try to make some money out of it. And they're wheelers, dealers, hustlers, and bullshitters making bullshit, which is 90% of Hollywood. You watch movies from 1970s and 1980s, the most popular movies, and it's mostly bullshitters, people with no talent who have just glommed on to Hollywood and is doing everything they can to make a buck in Hollywood. That's Hollywood catfish. Another sucky movie, Clash of the Titans, and that this probably wasn't even this year, probably was last year. I'm probably getting some last year movies mixed in here. Alice in Wonderland sucked, so did the Last Airbender movie, Machete, Shrek 3D, Runaways, The Other Guys, which that was on the edge of being fair to sucky, and it was, I'll just say it sucked. It's the suck wins out. And a similar movie to Other Guys that also sucked, Cop Out by Kevin Smith with Bruce Willis. It was horrible, as well as Why Did I Get Married 2. That movie depressed me. So that's it. That's my year-end movie review. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Stay tuned for some more episodes. I'm saying more Christmas fun, but you know what? I don't know if I'm going to have another Christmas episode between now and Christmas. In the meantime, just enjoy. Enjoy the season. Enjoy the new year. Enjoy your life. Okay? Peace. Oh, go to doomcast.blogspot.com. Check out all my posts. Check out my posts on my website. Leave some comments. Leave some suggestions. And I'm out. Peace.
Doom, the Retro Comic Book Show.